This I Believe. Mary Rose Bradford was a book editor and newspaper writer until she met and married the late Rourke Bradford. From that time on, she devoted herself mainly to helping her husband in his work and in bringing up their son, Richard, who is now 20. Today, she is a literary agent concentrating on aiding new young writers. This is Mrs. Bradford's creed.
Reared in a home with two antithetical organized religions, I early lost interest in both. So now it is far easier for me to say in words what I do not believe. Heaven, hell, creed, dogma, original sin, no. No, I cannot believe in the accepted meaning of these words. 4 years ago, when Rourke Bradford died, I thought as a senseless, a stupid loss. He had, I was certain, so much yet to say, so much yet to write. He was a man without a church, without a creed, and yet I think he was the most truly religious person I have ever known. Not religious, mind you, in the accepted meaning, but a man with a spirit that embraced all men as brothers, a man who was aware of his moral obligation to himself, and as night follows day, to every other human being in the world. He believed in the goodness of the human spirit, and when someone wickedly defied it, he still believed in it. This unwavering, uncompromising belief he put into his writing. By accident, he was born on a plantation in the South, where he grew up with Negroes. Therefore, he wrote largely about Negroes. But if he had been born in a region of coal mines, he would have written exactly the same way about coal miners. People are inherently the same everywhere. Time and place are only relative. No one knew that better than Rourke Bradford. So Rourke Bradford had to say one way or another what was in him to say, and I now know that he lived long enough to say it. I believe what he believed. I believe in the dignity of the individual. Once man finally stood up on his 2 feet and looked at the stars, no one or no thing should try to get him down again. I cannot tolerate intolerance, greed, ignorance, brutality, bigotry, cruelty, inhumanity. These are the immoralities. These are the crimes. These are the mortal sins. When I stand on a 7,000-foot-high mesa in New Mexico and look at the immutable stars, I do not feel small and insignificant. I feel big and grand and rich and important and enormously grateful. Grateful to whom? Grateful to someone, to something, the one or the thing which birthed those stars and which keeps those stars immutable. For years I took all the beauty for granted. Worse, I ignored it. I did not know it always, but I had a moral obligation to be aware of the dignity and importance of the human spirit and its relationship to the universe which surrounds it, and of which each human spirit is the center. I have a whole universe and an eternity of time to prove it, if proof I need. And there is my eternal gratitude to the one who lifted me to my feet and allowed me to look up and see the immutable stars.
There are the beliefs of Mrs. Rourke Bradford, who now lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where she and her late husband, the beloved American author, used to spend their summers.